Idaho lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban certain vaccines statewide. Senate Bill 1036, also known as the Doug Cameron Act, seeks to put a 10-year pause on, quote, gene therapy immunizations to ensure the safety and well-being of all Idahoans. The bill is named after Doug Cameron, an Idaho rancher who says he was severely injured after receiving a genetic immunization during the COVID pandemic. Cameron supports the bill and told lawmakers he became paralyzed from the waist down when blood clots formed after taking the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. The Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is not an mRNA vaccine and delivers DNA genetic materials to cells helping the body develop antibodies against the coronavirus spike protein, according to Nebraska Medicine. However, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is no longer available in the United States. The Idaho bill defines human gene therapy product as, quote, all products that mediate their effects by transcription or translation of transferred genetic material or by specifically altering human genetic sequences. According to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, a DNA vaccine does transfer genetic material. It does not alter or change someone's DNA. The bill also includes banning the use of RNA as immunizations. According to the National Human Genome Research Institute, RNA is similar to DNA, but its molecule is different as it's most often single-stranded. mRNA vaccines are a type of RNA technology first developed in the 1960s and was brought to market during the 2020 COVID-19 global pandemic. Pfizer and Moderna developed their COVID-19 shots using mRNA technology. Idaho Senate committee members listened to arguments for and against the bill for about 2 hours on Monday and did not vote on the legislation. Montana lawmakers were considering similar legislation. However, the House killed the bill on Wednesday.